Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today to the weekday podcast. Our hope is that as you listen, it will grow a desire within you to turn the pages of God's Word each day, and you will know His abounding love for you, and there is hope because of Jesus today. I wish I could bring my mom onto the podcast one week for you to hear her voice. It's a voice that is calming, confident, and uplifting. It's who she is. I recently spent some extended time with my parents in South Carolina, and one of my favorite things to do while I am home is to listen to stories of my parents' childhood. There is rich heritage and answers to why my parents are who they are. Over a slice of homemade pound cake and coffee late one night, my mom reverted back to her childhood. She talked as if she was there, 64 years ago when she was only 9. She spoke of her mom, my grandmother, Addie. With tears streaming down her face, she said, "Rhonda, she could talk the pain away. You would have loved her, and she would have loved you. I've never heard her complain or say anything negative of anyone." At that very moment, I sat there watching my mom, who is now 73 years old, sorry, Mom, for outing you on the podcast, weep, and her heart in anguish because she knew she would receive an encouraging word every day from her mother. Sadly, her mother died tragically in a car accident when she was only 9 years old. There is hardly a day that goes by that my mom doesn't talk about her mother. I've been thinking about that statement, she could talk the pain away. Her words, she could say the exact right word at the exact right time to make it better. She encouraged everyone she was around. Our scripture today is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up." When I meet a friend for coffee, I always ask the Lord to help me walk away encouraging that person and be encouraged by our time. Isn't there enough discouragement around us today? Things that we can talk about or teach to each other that are really not uplifting. It's exhausting and brings us down. I want to constantly ask the Lord to help me with my words. I want my words to encourage, build one another up, point people to Christ, and to take the pain away, not add to their pain. Obviously, I can't take people's pain away, but I hope you understand what I mean. See, when my mom shared with me that her mom could talk the pain away, the idea is she didn't dwell on the pain and she didn't blame my mom for the pain. Right before I stepped in to record this podcast today, guess who I got a text from? My mom. This is what it says. "Hey, my special girl, you are loved by our great God today, and you are loved by your dad and I." Do you know what those words reminded me of? I am loved by God. I am loved by my parents. When the enemy wants to tell me differently, I am so thankful God uses many people in my life, often my mom, to encourage me. It is always at the exact right time. I hope you have that person in your life. Thank God for that person and tell them how thankful you are for their encouragement. If you don't, be that person for someone else. Listen to the Spirit of God prompting you to encourage someone today. It honors God. From Romans 15:5, this is the Message translation, and I love it. It says, "May our dependably, steady, and warmly personal God develop maturity in you so that you get along with each other, as well as Jesus gets along with us all. Then we'll be a choir, not our voices only, but our very lives, singing in harmony in a stunning anthem to the God and Father of our Master Jesus." When we encourage one another, we build each other up. We don't tear down our brothers and our sisters. We build them up. When that happens, we are in harmony, lifting up the name of Jesus. Let's encourage each other today. Listen, then act and encourage. Just a small text, a short phone call, a handwritten card could be the very thing that would cause one person to be reminded who and whose they are today. Let's be a choir of people today, encouraging others, all in harmony, praising the name of Christ. Goodness gracious, isn't that a beautiful sight and sound for our Heavenly Father to hear from His children? Let's be encouraging today, friends.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.